This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is ordering tough new vaccination rules for federal workers as the Delta variant continues sweeping across the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a somber address, the president lamented that effective vaccines are available to all Americans, yet people continue dying from COVID-19.
This is an American tragedy.
In a bid to boost flagging vaccination rates, the president will require federal workers to attest that they've been vaccinated or face mandatory masking, testing, and other rules. He's also asking the Pentagon to look at adding the COVID shots to vaccines troops are required to get, and he's urging state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get shots.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's prime minister has announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated.
The decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in risk of the Delta variant wave.
Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, is to be the first to get the booster on Friday. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter, in another sign that the nation has achieved a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Republican governor of the state of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, has reinstated a public health emergency because of the coronavirus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Arkansas has a low vaccination rate and, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, ranks second in the country for new virus cases per capita.
There will be no statewide mask mandate imposed by me. And the legislature, of course, has made that clear as well.
Governor Hutchinson also will call lawmakers back to the Capitol, possibly next week, to consider lifting Arkansas's ban on mask requirements in public schools.
There's no discussion about restrictions on business, mandates on businesses. We are wide open in Arkansas. We're going to be doing business in Arkansas.
Hutchinson says they have got to live with the threat of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Congress has passed a bill to fund capital security and increase Afghan visas. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Emergency legislation that includes money to bolster security at the U.S. Capitol and increases the number of visas for allies who assisted the United States in the Afghanistan war overwhelmingly passed both houses of Congress Thursday. The Senate voted 98-0 to approve, and the House followed, passing it on a 416-11 vote. The bill loosens some visa requirements for translators and others who worked closely with U.S. troops and government civilians in Afghanistan. There's also money for Capitol Police salaries, the National Guard, and improvements to better secure windows and doors around the U.S. Capitol building. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. He faces three counts of indecent assault and battery. The victim alleges McCarrick began abusing him when he was a boy and groped and fondled him when he was 16 as they walked around the campus of Wellesley College, where his brother's wedding reception was being held in 1974. An attorney for McCarrick, Barry Coburn, told the AP they look forward to addressing the case in the courtroom. The former cardinal is 91. He was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. I'm Jennifer King.
A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with the International Space Station Thursday, 8 days after its launching from Russia's space facility in Kazakhstan. The unmanned 20-ton, nearly 13-meter-long Nauka module is now the first new module in the Russian segment of the station since 2010. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.